podcast is created for adult audiences only and contains content that may be alarming to some viewers. Listener discretion is advised. Any badass views or opinions you're about to hear are those of the hosts and do not represent those of the people, institutions, or organizations that the podcast may or may not be associated with. So just don't be a dick. You know what you're getting yourself into.
Gone weird.
Hey everybody, Nicole here. If you've listened to our podcast, by now you know that I am a perfectionist, so I have to put a little disclaimer in front of this episode that we recorded it in Danielle's living room, live, together, and we didn't really have our shit figured out, so the audio is honestly really terrible. Like, it sounds like one of our very first episodes. It's a little echoey. We were using two different mics, but we were also recording video. We had like 20 minutes to set up because there were kids and people, and we were just not very prepared. But we still want to, you know, let you guys have this episode. So just know that the audio is shitty, and if we do this again, we will have ample time to fix it next time. Okay, that's my disclaimer. Enjoy.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Girls Gone Weird. I'm Nicole.
And this is Denny.
And we're live.
This is crazy.
In your living room.
This is my living room. I got my country dress on because we are officially in Minnesota country.
It's true.
Mm-hmm. And I'm about to try our drink because, name this drink. This is our drink of the night. We will let everyone know. These are the drinks to get. So what do we got?
It's an Amaretto Sour.
Which we talked about last episode.
We did, because you never had one.
Yep, so this is my first time trying one.
Yes.
So we'll see.
They are a little too sweet. I made them slightly too sweet.
Okay.
So just tell me.
Let's do cheers. So cheers, everyone. If you have a drink, get your drinks. Woohoo!
There you go.
Cheers.
Good. All right. We got our clinky, clanky ice.
That's good.
Right?
I feel it.
It tastes, it's a little almondy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like a wedding cake almond?
Yeah.
Almost?
What? Yes. Mm-hmm. It's so good. Mm-hmm. It's so good. And just so you guys know, we're going to have lots of animals around during this. So
yes. And I'm allergic to all of them. So I may sneeze or look like I'm about to sneeze. Mm-hmm. And that's why.
So just be aware of that. So tonight, we're also, because this is our first time recording, we are on YouTube. So if you're listening to this and you'd rather watch us on YouTube, go there. Or if you're one of the weirdos that hasn't seen us yet or listened to us, we are on podcasts. And this is our first recording ever.
Yeah. Don't know how it's going to go, but we're going to see.
Awesome. It's going to be awesome.
We've got animals. We have kids that are sleeping upstairs. And we have family that we have made go gamble at bingo.
We did.
We told them, you need to go to bingo. Yep. So, but they may be coming and joining us. So.
And they've already pulled tab $200. So.
They did. I saw a first pull tab, but I didn't see how much.
I said I hope it was my husband, but my husband does not play, so I was very, I'm like, I know that's not my husband.
It was probably one of the girls. They're pretty lucky. I feel like my sister wins more than.
We need the money more. Give it to us.
We should have said anything you earned tonight.
You should give it to us.
You have to give it to us.
I know. I feel like that.
For no good reason.
No.
I have no excuse as to why. But yeah, so if you haven't figured it out, tonight is a show us your booze. Just kidding. It's not. It's an off the rails episode.
Already off the rails. And we're just starting our first like main drink. So
yeah. Got, I'm a gummy in. Mm-hmm. And
I just took a gummy.
Yep. Yep.
So
yeah, off the rails.
Let's do this.
I feel like for most of our off the rails, like we've been doing this. So I feel like we should just stick with it where we pull random cards from random games and just, they're good. Starters.
All right, start off. I'll let you pull first.
They're a good sourdough starter for conversation.
They are, even though we don't have a problem with that.
We don't, no. But it's more structured and, you know, whatever.
We got it.
Let's
do it.
Okay. So, my hands are very dry because it's blizzarding out here and I'm not used to it anymore.
Yeah, we should tell. Yeah, she came. We have not in Minnesota have had any sort of snow, barely, like really light snow. It goes away after a few days. I think we've gotten like 6 inches one time, which is crazy. Unheard of for us. And then, you guys come, and then all of a sudden we get, like, our first blizzard of the year at the end of March.
Yes, we've been snowed in. We've been snowed in.
Yep. So all we've been doing is kind of eating, having crazy kids around the house.
Yep.
Which has been fun, because they actually love each other right now.
They have been doing great.
So
I'm very proud.
We're very lucky. We're very, very lucky.
We're very lucky. So, yeah, this is how this happened, and we're glad. I'm glad we got to push everybody out for tonight, so.
Well, for a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, let's be realistic. We wanted to do this for our episode where we did the Palmer House, like, in the Palmer House, but it was just, like, it was just too much to manage at
and
the time.
And I lost my eye. I lost my eyeball.
Your eye was gone.
You couldn't see me. You couldn't see me.
Mm-mm. Nope.
It was devastating.
So this is better. This is better. I think this will work. So
awesome. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
First card. Pull it.
Also, I just have to say how much I love your Amish dress.
Thank you. It's my vintage.
I have to point it out.
I started off because first she said she brought a ball gown, and I thought she actually did bring a ball gown.
I said,
and I got super excited because I have so much ball gowns, and I was like, oh, fuck, we're doing ball gowns. Like, I thought, and I should have known you didn't.
You should have known I didn't.
But in my mind, and then I brought a ball gown, down, and then I found an old prom dress looking dress.
Yeah.
Which was probably like 2010 prom dress.
Yeah.
Style.
Yep.
So I went from, I went from a ball gown to a 2010 prom dress to this dress. It was three deep looks.
That is a winner.
Yep.
And, but I think that we should also note that, I don't know if you heard me, but me and Brittany decided that we're going to also start calling wigs bald gowns.
Oh, I like
it. Is that not smart?
I should wear a bald gown. Bald
you should
gown
have worn
me.
A bald gown.
Well, if we keep recording, you'll see a lot of bald gowns.
Maybe.
Yep. But we're going little pom-poms today, both of us.
Pom-poms.
Pom-poms.
And I stole one of your drag king.
You know, if she wears anything super cool, it's mine.
I think I look pretty good. I kind of want to steal it.
It's really nice.
Like, I'm kind of in love with
it. You know who gave me that? Who actually gave me that as a gift? Christine from one of our episodes.
Christine Branson.
She did.
Oh,
that was
golly,
the outfit's
Prince.
One of the gifts.
I am going to have to message her and ask her where she got this because it's fucking sick.
It is sick, right?
And I love it.
And it also has, she also got a gold chain with like a lion's face on it.
I would probably leave that part out on me.
No.
For the purposes of my apparel.
No. Gold chain. You need like a thick
boy.
A thick boy.
You can give me that deal. Anytime I can bring that up. I want to. You're going to take that deal. Okay. I was going to note how beautiful your gown is. And also, I was going to say something else that I forgot.
And if you guys want to see it.
Oh, I was going to tell you. I don't think I told you the story.
Okay.
Aside from the beautiful drag king tractor jacket I'm wearing, you can't see him in the pictures, but I woke up in the middle of the night one night a couple weeks ago. Apparently I woke up. I don't know if I'd actually call it waking up. I was conscious enough to open my phone and see that Cardi B was selling a limited edition sweatpant, and it was only available for a limited amount of time. I bought it at like 3 a.m. while I was questionably conscious. I forgot
they
that I bought
Weeza.
It. And then it shows up.
It's always
so now
Weeza.
Have you sweet. No, I
like, Weeza.
You sweet Megan Thee Stallion.
Weeza, Megan Thee Stallion.
Like an East Coast woman with like a strong East Coast accent trying to tell people her favorite band is Weeza.
Like Weeza.
I love Weeza.
I need to buy things.
It'd be like a Boston.
Yeah.
Like a Boston.
It is. Weeza.
It is. I'll share the picture with her, but it's
Or just let it
accents are never good.
Give him a hip. I'll give him a hip later.
Give him a hip later.
I have 8-year-old hips.
Say the Met.
I feel like we should because that's where all the crazy shit happens.
Okay.
Like our Boston people.
I just wanted to tell that quick story.
It's beautiful. We're talking to you. I feel like that's where all the fans are.
Imagine
I blow everything up,
but you're still not getting it.
Well, I might just call Christine and be like, Christine.
Flip, go let me
know.
Link
me.
I have to go a little
cat snoring.
Yeah, let us know where your towns are. Minnesota.
This right here is Mini Elvis.
As in Elvis Dumbledore from Harry Potter. Because he's a gentleman. Lost again.
Damn it.
We have no hope. Also, we don't have, like, teams that do well, so we're just, like, we don't care.
That's true. Honestly, if they did, I'm not sure I would care either.
I am such a bandwagon fan. Like, I do not care for sports, but if, like, my team is winning and it's in my state,
yeah,
I fucking lose my mind.
Oh, so you're a fair weather fan.
100%. I do not want to watch it because I am too competitive.
Yeah.
Like, Like, I feel bad if Ella ever goes into sports, but she hasn't shown any interest yet.
Yeah.
But if she's not, like, on it, I feel like I'm going to be that mom that everyone hates. Like, it's going to be hard for me if my kid sucks.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be, like, mean to her, but I'd feel angry inside.
There would be anger.
Mm-hmm. There would be anger. Because I want to be, like, in your face to other people's parents, but if I can't do that, I want nothing to do with sports.
Yeah. That's fair.
Right?
I think that's fair.
If I can't be violent and mean towards someone.
I think it's fair.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you for loving me just who I am.
I love you.
Thank you.
And I'm also going to grab a card now.
Do it.
I'm going to call one for you. You pick a color, though.
I want a yellow.
A yellow card?
Because I don't know the difference between them.
Let's I don't do either. Just picking a color.
Mm-hmm. Oh, if anyone wonders what we're playing truth or drink.
Truth or drink.
So let's do it.
It's courtesy of my sister and her fiance. Okay. This one is from, I assume the category is called straight up.
Mm-hmm.
What's the weirdest compliment you've ever gotten?
Ooh, weirdest compliment I've ever gotten. Okay, we're going to go dirty really, really quick.
Okay.
So I'm just going to let you guys know. Not going to name names, but I once had a boyfriend said I had a porn star butthole, but he said asshole.
Whoa.
Nelly. I went a little dark, a little deep. But I thought it was a strange compliment. It was very strange. Like, how are you getting... It wasn't like he was up... It was like, are you seeing this? Because how are you looking this closely?
Yeah.
You know, but supposedly over here...
He's just got his smartphone camera all up in there.
Yeah. Supposedly, and I thought... I still think of it this day. Like, I guess it's a comment, but I've always, like, till this day, I still think of being told that.
You should put it on, like, your descriptions, like, your bios. And yeah.
I was told, like, 15 years ago at a porn star as asshole.
Hire me.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
That's me. What about you? What's a good one for you?
Honestly, I feel like the weirdest compliment I would have ever gotten was probably going to be from you.
Mm. Probably.
Probably. I can't pinpoint one.
No.
But the first thing that comes to mind... is, I wouldn't call it a compliment, but it was a comment. It was just maybe the weirdest comment I've ever gotten. Okay. So I'm going to just go with that.
Yeah.
I was at work and I was like, I don't know, 7 or 8 months pregnant. Mm-hmm. And a coworker of mine comes up to me, sweet guy, get along with him. And he's like, really asking about like how my pregnancy's going, blah, blah, blah. And then he goes, wow, so this is like the biggest you've ever been, right? And I was like... Yeah, it is.
This is the biggest.
I don't know. What do you say to that?
I don't know.
It's the biggest you've ever been, right?
Yeah. Is this something we need?
It was just like I didn't know what to say. I think I was just like, yeah, but this is the only time I've ever been pregnant. I don't know. Unless I lost an obscene amount of weight.
You know, I'm 20 pounds bigger than I was when I was 9 months pregnant. Right now. Wow. I was a weirdly skinny pregnant lady. It's like the only time I was skinny pregnant. So like one of the only times I've been skinny. I was pregnant.
Got that preggo. Just that pregnant weight.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, that's a fun compliment. I take it. Even though yours isn't a compliment. I don't know what to call yours.
I don't know what to call mine either.
Right.
It's weird how he said it with such a smile. Like it was a compliment.
Mm-hmm.
It was hard. Hard.
Like you're looking pretty big right now, huh?
Yeah, it was hard. It was a hard read.
Yeah.
Oh, God. All right. I choose blue.
I get a news alert that instantly makes me extremely happy, but no one else cares. What's the news?
I won the lottery.
But that would make no one else would care if you won the lottery?
No.
I'd care if you won the lottery.
Well, I mean, most people that are watching the news would be like, great.
Oh.
I didn't win.
And you will hear lots of noises everywhere. So
I was just going to say, I can't tell if those are little kids' feet or ghost feet.
I think it's cat feet. I think you're both... Both wrong.
I don't know. That was pretty heavy and human-like.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I don't know. We've had a couple weird instances happening this weekend.
Oh, you should say what has happened so far.
Yeah. So, seems to happen after we had our mimics episode.
Oh, yes.
There's been a lot of mimics lately.
We both have had a lot of mimics. And then people I know who are friends who have listened to the episode all of a sudden have mimics. And we had mimics for each other at camping, which I think I talked about. Yep. And now?
Mm-hmm. Now here at your house, my sister was downstairs I can't remember if it was very early or very late, but everybody was asleep. And she thought she heard me go, hey.
And I was not there. Nobody was there. And then not long, my sister's fiance came downstairs and she swore that I walked into the bathroom behind her. Like, not, she wasn't in the bathroom, but she was in the kitchen. And she, like, felt me walk into the bathroom. Mm-hmm. And then she went and looked and, like, I wasn't there.
Interesting. We're poltergeisting everybody. So just know that. Like, this has been happening to us.
And tonight.
Yeah.
Getting ready.
Uh-huh.
The sunglasses.
Yes, that kept happening. So I had sunglasses that were out, and I'm like, I'm going to put these away. And I put them away multiple times. And then they'd end up in the most random places. And they would always be right in front of my face.
Yeah.
Like, all of a sudden, I put them away, and they'd be, like, right here. I'm like, what is happening right now?
Yeah, I hadn't seen them since you asked about them. So
we'll see if that happens again.
Yeah, some funny stuff's been happening.
Well, this is crazy.
I don't remember why we said that, but...
Oh, because we're explaining the weird things happening.
Yeah, and weird noises we can't account for.
I know.
May happen during this episode.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
It's either animals or some drunk people coming back from a bar that hopefully are excited because they won lots of money.
Yep.
Or they're sad because they lost lots of money. Uh-huh. So one or the other.
Uh-huh.
Children.
Children.
Or dead people.
Ghosts.
Aliens.
Aliens. Bigfoot. Mothman.
Yeah.
Mimics.
Mimics. We got a lot of mimics.
It could be a lot.
We'll see what happens.
We didn't really narrow it down very much.
Well, that was a terrible card. Just pick another one, maybe.
Okay.
See? Kitties.
That was a fast-ass cat.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to do this for you. Mm-hmm. Make it a double. What thing do I love that you absolutely hate?
Hang tight, weirdos. We'll be right back.
Are you a huge cunt?
Us too.
Wait, can we even say cunt?
Of course. It's empowering these days. Cunt, 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 cunt. I'm Ange Balasone, a.k.a. the drag queen, Fat Girl Gina.
And I'm Mike Fails, just a normal gay guy, I guess?
And we're the hosts of The Big Cunty Couch.
A gorgeous new talk show podcast where we invite queers and peers to sit bitch and be fierce on a huge-ass couch.
While we gab about all things gay.
So come get cozy.
And cunty.
With us. We're pan for platforms, so find us anywhere online and get listening, sweetie.
Or watching.
Or both.
Otherwise, why the hell am I in full drag?
And we'll see you on The Big Oh, wait. I thought we were going to say that together.
No. On The Big Cunty Couch. Mwah.
I saw Taylor Swift, and it's not that I hate her. I don't really like her. Let me think. She's an okay person. I'm the one who brought up Taylor Swift this episode. I'm the one that did it. So if this is your first time, Taylor Swift ends up in every episode. I'm the only person who doesn't like Taylor Swift in the world. And it's not her. You're fine. Well, all of a sudden, she's like our biggest fan secretly. You're fine. You seem like a nice person. You do nice things. I like your music. And that's okay. I don't like everything. But that's what I thought.
Okay.
And I have to say it that way because I don't want people fighting me.
That's true. You're no longer going to be Mrs. Kevin because he's going to divorce you. Because
that's okay. I'm already left Mr. Kevin. For Blue Jean. So.
For Blue Jean.
I always end up leaving people for their dads.
You do.
You're That's my thing.
You're a dad robber.
Oh, yeah. I love dads. It kind of sucks I'm getting older because, like, I can't rob dads anymore as much.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Dads are getting close to my age. I don't want my age daddies. I want, like, to, like, marry someone and take their daddy.
You heard it here first, folks.
She'll
marry and take your daddy.
Take daddy. All right, let's take a look. All right, what color would you like?
Whatever that one is.
Okay. If we were stuck in a desert island, how many days until we fuck out of boredom?
Six hours.
We're just like, this is boring.
We're going to be here a while. I don't know. Maybe give it...
How long would it take for you to...
How long can you go without food and stuff?
Food? I could go without love versus sex.
This feels related for some reason.
This feels related to you? I think, well, water is like, what, 4 days or something?
Yeah.
And then food is like a while.
Yeah.
Like, I think you can actually live without food for a while if you do it right.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know.
A couple weeks?
Like, I don't know. A week?
So when you're like halfway hungry,
yeah.
Halfway starving, you're like, oh, fuck her.
Yeah. Anytime before that, like, I can spend all my time foraging for food and, like,
okay.
I can make it work.
Before foraging on this?
Before foraging on that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. All right. Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay, I'm trying to think about mine. Oh, I don't have to answer.
Oh.
All right, your turn. You're
how hard. Convenient. All right.
I like how I'm drinking right into the microphone, so I apologize.
Yeah, her fucking clinkety clackety ice.
But
I have some too, but she's right in the fucking microphone.
It's delicious.
All right. What's a fact I can never seem to remember about you?
You're good at remembering things. Nicole's a good friend.
That's true.
You remember things even I don't remember.
Except my other best friend's birthday. Mm-hmm. I missed Kayla's birthday by like 12 fucking days this month.
Worst friend ever.
I'm horrible. So I'm going to apologize here in front of the world and all the aliens in the universe watching.
Mm-hmm.
I apologize to one of my best friends, Kayla.
There you go.
Had a lot going on.
Yeah. I think that's understandable. Like, for some reason, you didn't get back and it was like 12 days later.
You're really going to make biscuits right into
the
microphone?
You also do it right into the microphone. So we have a kitty for those listening right now that is right in the microphone making little biscuits.
Making biscuits.
Yeah.
Making cupcakes.
Yeah, yeah.
Little biscuits. I don't think I've forgotten anything, right?
I don't think so. No. You're good.
No?
You're good.
I passed the test.
You passed it.
All right. All right. Here it comes.
All right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Now. It's backwards. It's empty.
It's an empty card?
Yeah. I should have not told you that and just, like, made up some fucking bullshit.
Let's hear. What question do you want to hear?
If you were made of dinosaur bones, what animal would you taste like?
That sounds exactly like something my daughter would ask. When she, like, would spend all day interrupting me.
Yep.
And she's like, hey, something really important. And that's what I'd get asked.
Mom, I love you.
I love you.
I love you. Hey, Mom, I love you.
Love you.
Like, God damn it. I love you, too.
It's hard to be angry at, like, you try not to get angry if your kid's telling you they love you every 5 seconds. And you're trying so hard, like, I'm a bitch if I stop this.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you're screaming inside.
Yep.
And it's a weird mixture.
It's very hard to deal with.
It's a weird feel. Weird feel.
It is. All right, ready?
Mm-hmm.
What interest have you given up due to a community you didn't want to be part of?
I'll just say everything as a whole.
Even if it was, like, in high school, you had an interest, but you're like, nah, I don't want to be with those folks.
The only thing I think in high school, and I don't know if it was I had an interest, I was a cheerleader for a short period of time, and there was a girl on our team who had some sort of handicap. She might have had Down syndrome, I don't know. Wow. But she's someone I knew forever. She was a grade under me. This is by the time high school. I was, like, all through elementary school with this girl, and she was, like, the sweetest, kindest, coolest girl. She run up like Danielle. And I just loved her. Loved her.
Yeah. Sweetheart.
Sweetheart of a girl. And then she was in cheerleading with me. And what ended up happening was everyone just treated her like shit. Like, treated her like she was stupid. She wasn't stupid. And she was the kindest thing in the world. And
that's
then
what fuckers do.
Yeah. And then my teacher would do it. Like, you can't do blah, blah, blah. And this got really, like, and I was just like, she was such a bitch. This church lady, and I just fucking snapped one day on her and, like, don't talk to her like that. And then I quit.
Yeah,
that's fair enough. I stopped talking to, like, all of them. Yeah. I was like, you're all assholes.
That 100% is the question.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was really
exciting. Do you want to be part of that community that would do that?
Absolutely not.
No.
She was so sweet.
That's fair.
Sweetest little thing.
That's fair.
Yep.
You're a good person.
Yeah, I gotta tell you guys.
Not for kids.
Not for kids.
She's a good person.
No, I'm not. I can't wait. I wish, if not for kids, I just hope they somehow hear how much of a staple they have become on this. If you don't know who Not For Kids is, if you're just listening or just watching, our first 1-star review on Apple was from someone saying Not For Kids. And it was the greatest reviews. So we like to mention them in every episode and tell them thank you.
Yeah.
And they contact us for free merch.
Prove them wrong. Prove them right.
And get free merch from us.
And get free merch.
For being our
I really hope they know that they're, like, a regular non-playing character.
They are.
In this podcast. You hear that? Not For Kids?
Not For Kids.
The offer still stands. Free sticker.
Free sticker. Did you leave a club or anything before?
I don't think so. No, I don't think so. The closest thing I can think of is I was in tennis when I was in, like, 7th or 8th grade.
You were in tennis?
I was in tennis. I actually really enjoyed it.
And I ended up stopping. I had to stop playing because I got shin splints. But for all I know, I probably was just like, I don't want to be part of that community anymore. But it was because I got shin splints.
That was nothing like the question. There you go.
That feels like the closest I could have.
I'm glad you got that off your chest.
Yeah.
Must have been.
I've been holding on to it for a while.
Right here.
That tennis community.
Yep.
Don't want to be a part of it.
Yep.
Why is that a tennis?
So this episode, fuck off if you do tennis.
Yeah, fuck off.
Don't come here.
These things are for you. Get out of my fucking face.
Get out of her face.
Get out of my fucking face.
All right, ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
I guess we're just going to pick cards.
I am hitting my high button right now. Just
doop,
pressing it right now.
Do it.
Yeah. So everybody knows.
It's going to get better.
Okay.
What's a bad habit that you picked up from me? I'm going to try to think of one, too. But I can't.
I can't think of one either. I feel like we've both been the same amount of just, like, weird and, mm-hmm. and messed up in certain ways that we haven't needed to influence each other that way.
No, we don't influence each other too much. But I also think you don't have any bad habits.
It's
you're
true.
Just perfect.
I'm perfect.
I'm just like, what are your bad habits? I can't think of anything.
Yeah, no, I can't. I mean, stupid shit, like I fucking tear my fingernails off.
So do I. I'm not better by taking that from you.
No.
You know?
No, that's a dumb question. We're perfect.
We are perfect. We've said that so many times. We're good people.
and we're perfect.
So if you want to watch a podcast that is good people that are perfect, this one. Right here.
We're not cocky at all.
No. Look at that jacket she's wearing. That does not scream.
I know, I feel like I should have, like, cool sunglasses on and, like, a turn hat.
Maybe if we take a break and we come back, we'll
do a hard cut. We'll do a hard cut. Yes. We'll both look completely different.
We should. Let's do it.
We'll have our bald gowns on.
We should.
Mm-hmm.
Get some good wigs going.
Yep.
We'll see what happens.
Yep.
All right.
What would you never, ever want my help with?
You know what's crazy is I can't think of anything.
Because we're perfect.
You're obviously, she's the perfect partner for doing things with.
I mean, I suck at cutting tomatoes, as proved by yesterday's cutting.
But not enough where I wouldn't ask you to cut them if I would like help with them.
Mm.
Yeah, so much. There we go.
Interesting.
You haven't done anything where I'm like, oh, fuck this bitch.
Yeah, I don't want her help.
No, don't want her help. You know?
No. Well.
There we go.
It's because I'm perfect.
We're perfect. Another proof. All right.
What's an offense you've committed that could get you? What's an offense? What's an offense you've committed that could get you fired from work?
What if I do my own work? How would you fire me? You're not going to be able to fire me. See, I'm already angry and it's our thing. That's I'm the best employee. Fire me. You're not able to fire me.
In a past position.
What's the worst I used to do?
What's something that you did that could have got you fired for more, even if it's stupid?
Well, I don't think I would have got fired for it because of where I was working and they were super cool and I got my job done.
Yeah.
But I used to, like, when Netflix first became, like, more digital, so they used to send us DVDs.
Yeah.
And then when I was at work, all of a sudden that's when you can watch movies on computers. So yeah, I would work doing my sales, like, over the phone and have to, like, do leads and stuff.
Yeah.
But at the time, I'm like, oh, Weeds just came out. Or, like, something. And then I would just, like, sit and, like, I'll be on my phone, but I would just, like, be watching full episodes all day at work.
Yeah.
I don't know if they would have fired me, though, because they were so nice, and I got the job done really well, and they weren't those people that were dicks.
Yeah.
But, like, at a normal job, I feel like
that
probably would have been frowned upon.
For sure. I think that probably would be one. You'd at least have a good talking to.
Yeah.
I have some for almost, like, every job I've worked, I think. Terrible employee. But the one I have at my latest job at Code 42 is kind of the same. Like, towards the end of my career there, things had gotten slower. And I was just, like, watching Netflix for, like, 80% of the day.
We're both just watching. Yeah?
Yeah. Watched a lot of, like, Buffy.
Oh, got your good shows in. Got past in those seasons.
And I was pregnant at the time, too, during my last days. I was just like, you know what? I'm here. I'm making sure people aren't going into the doors they're not supposed to. I can answer the phone.
I feel like you're doing your job. And that's okay.
Yeah. But other ones were a little more questionable. Like my very first job, we worked at Stephen Barry's University Sportswear, Brookdale Mall.
The Brookdale Mall one.
Uh-huh. I worked it with Melissa.
and my ex's little brother very briefly, and our friend Trey. And there's just so many people at school that work there. So it was like everybody just fucking dicked around.
Yeah.
You know? And, like, I would take my little Nokia cell phone, and I'd, like, hide in one of the clothing racks while on shift and people were shopping. And I'd, like, make calls to my boyfriend at the time, like Sean, to be like, let's, like, pick me up at 8. I'm done at 8. And, like, everybody gets picked up, and we're going to go drink in the woods later. But I was, like, just hiding in the clothing rack, making plans, not doing work.
I feel it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I didn't get caught, but they'd probably fire me for that. At Trade Secret, the salon, anytime somebody returned an item, like of hair product, because it was a salon, they couldn't put it back on the shelf. They literally had to throw it away. So, like, at the end of the day, at the end of the week, there was just this entire cabinet of, like, barely used, like, expensive hair products
people that were like supposed to... How many people return them?
A lot.
Really?
A lot. Like, and we're supposed to just throw them in the dumpster at the end of the night.
How can you buy, like, an item like that and can return it? Like, can I just go, like, buy a shampoo from Walmart and then use it once and return it?
Yeah.
What?
Yes. This was at Trade Secret, too. So they were, like, people were buying, like, TG Bedhead, Kenra, like, really expensive salon brand things, pomades, anything. And they could return it.
I would be dumpster diving.
Oh, like, my God. Crazy. Like, I was always, like...
Yeah.
At the end of the night. I think I still have a few items left from, like, pulling that dumpster dive when I was in high school. It was when we were
together. Think they'd fire you instead of... I think it's weird they just don't give it to the employees.
I think it is weird, too, but I think it's... I don't know. It was some legality.
Well, I will tell you, I guess, but this isn't the same because they let the employees do it. When I worked at Coca-Cola, if, like... let's say a place like we're not selling that many Cokes, or if you go to a place and Coke's expired, you have to take off the shelf, transfer. Like, so a lot of the times we'd end up with a huge section at work at the warehouse where it'd just be piled with soda, and they would just be like, this is all free. Some of it might be expired, some of it might be good, but just take it home to your family. So we always had, like, I was coming home all the time with just soda. I was just loaded with anything Coke brand.
Yeah.
But it was kind of nice because they would just, if they return it, they put it into, like, this is the, just take it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you know what it is. But expired soda doesn't taste bad if it's been opened. Yeah. Especially if it's really newly.
For sure.
Expired. Yeah. But,
Maybe that has to something to do with, like, they were more concerned about us, like, reselling the product.
Sure.
And if something happened, they'd track it and it would just be a big mess or something like that. That's all I can think of.
I couldn't sit there with, like, a Sprite, like a 24-pack, like, yo, guys. 24-pack marketplace, $3. We're concerned about it.
No, I don't think so.
I use it. All right. Oh, okay.
Oh, it is?
I think so.
What was the question?
I don't know. For you. It don't matter. What movie or TV quotes hits a little too close to home? What movie or TV quote hits a little too close to home?
The only thing that I can think of firsthand, like off the top of my head, and it's not recent, but, like, back when I was in a previous relationship, I went to go see Perks of Being a Wallflower, the movie. I also read the book, but the movie had just come out, so I went to go see it. And I was in a rough spot with my past relationship, and the quote in the movie and the book was, "You accept the love you think you deserve."
Oh, okay.
And it hit me real hard.
Yeah, I can see that.
And I think I broke up with my ex within, like, 3 or 4 months. But it, like, I think I, like, cried on the way home. It was really But, yeah, that one, that I'd say that thought hit home.
No, get it.
Yeah. What about you? Yeah.
You want to hear it came into my head and it makes no sense?
Yes.
You're going to love it. Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name. Boom, 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 boom. Everybody knows the name. You want to be where you can be. Troubles are all the same. You want to go where everyone knows your name. Yeah, it makes nothing connects to it. For some reason, that song came in my head.
Well, I mean, I guess it could because, like, you want to go where everyone knows your name.
I do.
And you live in a town where everyone knows your name.
So when we're in the stress, they make us wear these.
They make us wear these.
All right.
You move to Underwood, Minnesota, you have to wear these dresses.
Yeah, it's really culty.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Stupid.
Let's hear it.
It's really dumb. Okay. Of the people here, whose job do you think pays the most?
You.
Not the cat.
Nope.
No. Do you think that person should Venmo each of us $20?
Yes.
Okay. Sure. Sure. Of the people here.
What smell takes you back to childhood?
Smell?
Mm-hmm.
There's a couple, but the one that always did was, oh God, somebody's got to know what I'm talking about because I feel like every time I do, nobody knows what I'm talking about. It's back in the day of like easy bake ovens mm-hmm. and like make your own this, make your own that, the little like science experiments you can buy in the toy aisle, mm-hmm. Target, grow your own crystals, that kind of shit. Mm-hmm. There was one that was, I think it was like make your own creepy crawlies.
Ooh.
So it was like you poured the liquid into the molds and then it like rubberized, like it turned into rubber, like creepy crawlies. But the smell of those always brings me back. And like I can still smell it now and it's very distinct. But nobody knows what I'm talking about.
No.
I say there's like a black tray. You make your own creepy crawly, like please, somebody, please, I beg you.
Let her
comment.
Know. What is it?
Tell me you know mm-hmm. what I'm talking about.
He's JC.
JB. Jet Black.
Only thing I was thinking is I always smell this smell and no one understands it too much. My great grandma, she was in the country and her water was very irony. And had this really weird scent to it. And every time you drink, like, a cup, I remember, this is all of it. So when I would drink out of one of her cups,
yeah.
I could smell it, like, on her cup. And it's, yeah. like, this misty, weird scent. But it was, like, clean dishes.
Yeah.
But it was clean dishes after the fact of this water.
Yeah.
And it wasn't even necessarily, like, the water. It was, like, the water drying on a glass and then
very
somehow
specific.
drinking it.
Yeah.
It's, like, a whole thing.
I get it. Yeah. I mean, obviously I can't smell it, but I get why.
Yeah.
That would, like, create a core memory, a scent memory.
And I remember it was those little, and you remember those juice cups that were tiny, and you would get them, like, from, like, McDonald's?
Yeah.
It was always those glasses, too. Mm-hmm. So that glass, that scent.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Orange juice.
Yeah. There was also these little perfumes that they used to make. I think you probably buy them at Claire's. And they came in packs of, like, five, and they were all, like, emotion perfumes for, like, teens. And I was, like, happy and, like,
oh,
calm.
Yes, I remember
those. Do you remember? And one had, like, it was blue, and it had this little telephone on it.
Yeah.
And I think it was, like, talkative or something like that. And that was the one that I fucking smelled all the time. And it reminded me of my aunt. It smelled like my aunt. Yeah.
She would grab the talkative, like, from Walmart. She would take that little bottle out and then steal it.
Yeah. Yeah, I found it on eBay. Like, I looked it up weeks ago. This mm-hmm. is what I'm talking about. Like, I always think about the smell. And it's, like, $85 on eBay for, like, this tiny little.
Ooh, now but I like. Because it must be, like, other people must smell and know that smell if it's, like, worth that much.
I kind of really want it.
Yeah.
But it's, like, probably at almost 30 years old. So, like, mm-hmm. I wonder if it still even smells.
If I had $80, I promise I would spend it right now on it for you. There you go.
We're not able to usually touch each other while we're podcasting. Look at this.
We can do grand high fives.
Yeah, we can.
You go.
We're having a moment. Close your eyes before asking this question.
You? Okay.
Me. Okay. Don't look at me. I'll close my eyes.
Don't look at me.
Okay. All right. Now you can look at me. What color are my eyes?
Like a really clear blue.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah. Like an icy blue.
Icy? Okay. Define icy.
You want?
Was there an undercolor?
Silvery, like you have silvery bluish eyes.
Okay, okay, yeah. Right.
Yeah,
they're like gray. They're like gray blue. But I'll take silver.
Silvery,
like
they're silvery. They're
silver,
gray.
Gray.
Silver. What are mine?
They are brown with like a little bit of a different color in it, like an alien.
This is way bullshit because we had a whole thing our last episode.
But I've always thought you've had big, beautiful brown eyes. So that's like the main thing that matters.
You made me have to describe it down. That was great. Okay. Describe a time you accidentally mortified your parents as a child. Or parent.
There's been a lot of times. Okay. I'm gonna go with mortified versus like scared the shit out of. Because like scared the shit out of, I could be like, oh yeah, Melissa and I like took a bus to the Mall of America when we were like 11, like all by ourselves. And the parents were freaking the fuck out. But like mortified, I'm gonna have to go with, I was at my dad's house. The internet was like a new thing, and like AOL and like chat rooms, and there was like not a lot there, you know. And we were like typing on my dad's computer and just like playing around and like messing around, like pretending we were like typists and da 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 da. And then for some reason we had gotten the idea to like write a dirty email that was supposed to look like porny spam that you get in an email, but like we were going to write it.
You were the start of this. You guys were the start of this bullshit.
Probably. So, so her and I were like, I'm trying to think of how old we were. My dad will probably know immediately, unless he's totally blocked this memory out, disassociated from it.
So we're making him get these terrible memories like right after we give your house Poltergeist.
I'm sorry.
Sorry again.
He probably knows what's coming up.
Not only do we always apologize to your dad every episode, we also
do have to apologize
every
to
single episode. There's certain things. We always have Taylor Swift reference. We
apologizing
always apologize to dad. And we always got to talk about Not For Kids.
And poop.
And poop. Those
yeah.
things. Yep. Yeah.
That's us in a nutshell.
That's us. That's our podcast if you're here for the first time.
Yep. 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 So we were, I'm going to say we were probably like 12. It's pretty fucking young. And I just remember that we had titled the email Licking, Sucking, and Fucking. And then I don't remember. There were probably other words.
Oh.
But, like, that was it. And, like, I don't even know where we learned that or how we did. But, like, we thought we had deleted it. And after we were like, oh, my God, I can't believe we just did that. But, obviously, we were 12 and did not know how to properly delete anything. And he found it. Like, we got in big trouble. Like, he sat us down and was like,
don't
and
my
what's the word?
Saying, sucking, fucking, what is it?
He was mortified. Is that what the question, the card said?
Yep.
How, what was something more? Yeah, he was mortified.
Mortified.
I'd say he was mortified.
All right.
That's my story.
That's good. I like it.
Licking, sucking, and fucking.
Feel
yeah.
it.
Yep.
I can't think of much. When you started telling that story, I remember when I was younger, I think I told you the story that I got caught playing strip poker in like fourth or fifth grade.
Yeah.
Yeah, like fourth or fifth grade. But we didn't know what we were doing. It was just me and another girlfriend from school.
Yeah.
Lesbians in and out. But not knowing we are yet. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Not knowing it. We were playing strip poker and her dad just like walked in and was like. And they just walked like back up. Can you imagine like fourth, fifth grade? Is happening.
Yeah, that's pretty young.
I was young. Oh, I don't think, I didn't think of it as sexual though.
Yeah.
At that time. I remember like embarrassed because I could see it with someone else, but I remember at least my head.
Yeah.
Was it not?
Yeah. Interesting.
Right?
This is interesting.
It's a weird one.
It's a weird one.
Right. It's another one. This one. Rate. Oh, love it. Love it. Love it so far. Rate my current outfit on a scale from 1 to 10.
I mean.
Ooh, hold on. Is this better or worse than I usually look? Name a time you wish you could have helped me. What would you have done?
Helped you fashionably?
I think so.
What okay.
would you have done? So let's start with the first. What would you rate my outfit on a scale from 1 to 10?
11.
11. It is pretty fucking fantastic.
11.
Like usual.
Yeah.
Like usual.
Yeah.
Is this better or worse than my usually look?
Better.
Really?
Yeah.
You prefer the country?
Oh, yeah.
Get it?
Mm-hmm.
See, it wouldn't take her a week before she's trying to get on
this
bed. Not
yeah, the Amish dress.
The Amish looking better
show
than ever, girl.
Show me them ankles.
I actually did purposely, just for you guys, I purposely was going to wear shoes, and then I decided I'm barefeeting. On purpose. It's wonderful.
Yep.
Name a time you wish you could have helped me. I'll go with my fashion. Where you're just like,
your fashion?
This needs to be better. I feel like I could help her with it.
I've never felt that way. Because you have your own unique sense of fashion. And
I make no sense. Yeah.
And yeah, it wouldn't make sense to try to make you make sense. That makes sense?
Yeah. And you're always just beautifully.
Oh, thanks.
Well, thanks.
Okay, apparently the red ones are extra dirty. Ooh. Straight up. What's the kinkiest request you've ever declined?
Ooh. Again, it's going to be dark. It's going to be dark.
Well, you declined it, so go dark.
I declined it. So I had someone, as you know, Cole, multiple people asked me before for, like, when I was working in kind of, like, the sex business on a computer, but not necessarily the sex business. Mm-hmm. Actually, it was. People just request things. You'd have to hear, like, people's fantasies and really weird, like, yeah. things.
It's OnlyFans before there was OnlyFans.
Yeah, and it was terrible. Mm-hmm. And I'd get asked a lot either to act like a child or I'd get asked to act like a mother.
Yeah, I don't love that.
Yeah. And at the same time, I'd always hear, like, well, they're not doing it. They're going to a grown woman for it. And I didn't look young. I have to admit, I didn't look like a child. And sometimes I get asked for mother.
Yeah.
But it was still weird. I still just, like, couldn't do it.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't care how much anyone could
request
stuff for me. If someone requests that just grosses me out. Mom was even gross, but I'd still do it. But I'd be like, someone wanted me to talk, like, pretend I'm in diapers and tell me how gross it and like, whip my pants. And it's really hard. Again, not kink shaming. We don't kink shame here.
We don't kink shame. That's your thing. That's fine.
That's your thing.
But that's it was your hard thing.
On my thing, to, and I
yeah.
deny.
That
deny.
Makes sense. Decline.
Decline. Deny that.
Don't. Yeah.
How about you, Nicole?
Mine was our upstairs neighbors when Sean and I lived in Robbinsdale mm-hmm. asked if I wanted to have a threesome mm-hmm. with the neighbors upstairs. Like, they texted me and they were like, hey, we think you're fun. Do you want to join us? My boyfriend's really big. And then, like, wink. And I was like, oh, God. You send that to your neighbor? Like, oh.
Now I have to see you kind of walking out.
And yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But thankfully, like, we had broken up and moved. I had moved, like, I think within weeks.
Oh,
so
nice.
There wasn't a lot of awkwardness. But there was a couple instances where I was like, oh, I'm going to go walk inside really quick.
Yeah. Interesting. By text, too, huh?
Yeah, by text.
By text.
Yeah.
Right. So if you want to threesome with Nicole, no text message. She doesn't take it.
No neighbors.
What is the most comforting sound in the world?
This cat snoring in my ear.
He does. Wheeza.
Wheeza. Wheeza.
Wheeza. My cat Wheeza.
Wheeza.
Yeah, he puts me to sleep because he'll sleep like right here sometimes. And
yeah.
And he like has a purr and I just like.
Yeah. Yeah. Comforting sound in the world. I think I'm the kind of person that always has to like listen to brown. Mm-hmm. I like to listen to brown noise at night. So like, which is comparable to like the hum of an airplane when you're in an airplane. Mm-hmm. It's that low decibel hum. I love that. And I also listen to a lot of ASMR. So yeah. Like just certain sounds with movements. But honestly, it sounds cheesy, but also just like listening to my daughter sleep.
Yeah.
Boring.
Cute. I just came, like, one of my favorite sounds is, like, a really light rainstorm. And yeah. when it's, like, nice. A good weather, I can, like, leave the windows open and, like, smell
yeah.
it and see it. And it's kind of, like, the perfect between dark and light. I absolutely love that shit. And my husband does not, because what ends up happening is I put, all the windows in the house open. And then there just gets water to the water. And it goes, like, on the wood of our...
Our nice
windows. So he just runs around the house with like towels.
Oh my gosh, she wants to do this. She has to put the fucking towels down.
That's why he got me the little sign in the bathroom that says dance in the rain or whatever. Because sometimes I'll run out and like dance in it and then come back in.
Yeah.
It's like just my perfect weather. And it hasn't happened yet this year. Just like the blizzard. But yeah,
it'll
comfort.
It'll come. I get it. What's something about which we have such different tastes that if I like it, you already know you'll hate it?
I like how you're very valid girl talk. Me? Okay, something that...
I hate it.
That if I told you, I'd like, oh, I'm doing this, you'd be like, ugh. But I know you wouldn't be ugh, but just something you wouldn't like.
Yeah.
Oh, the only reason I was thinking is, like, I like a lot of reality shows you don't like, but you're not the type of person that you're like, ugh. Like, just like if I don't like something
shame
yours,
you, yeah.
I don't shame, try to shame you. So,
yeah.
You know.
Except with Taylor Swift.
But I don't try.
Try.
She's pushing my face. But no.
Okay.
That's what I thought. Cause
it's
like,
the closest. That's fair.
Yeah. My really stupid shows.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're like, you fucking hate when you're a fucking loser.
Yeah. Yeah. I can't really think of anything on the flip side except for maybe just like, I don't know, certain music. mm-hmm. in general, not necessarily just Taylor Swift. But like,
oh, we should tell everyone about the music we were listening to yesterday. Or was it the day before? That was like, we just heard of one of the best soundtracks ever.
Yeah. It started with the Halo theme song mm-hmm. that somebody in the house had put on.
We don't know what happened. Like, first we're sitting here and realized for a long time, like, the music in the back is, like, narrating everything we were doing.
Yeah.
For, like, an
instrumentally.
Hour. Yeah, it was, yeah. like, the thing about being in a movie, like, a really good soundtrack, like, you're in Star Wars. Like, it's, like, dum, 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 like, yeah. like, really light and, like, just really good, like,
yeah.
that.
Yeah,
so, yeah. what you're saying, Halo.
Yeah, Halo. So it's like if you ask Alexa to play mm-hmm. the Halo theme song, and then it'll play similar things after mm-hmm. that. So it played other very cinematic audio tracks from different like video games. Like I think there was Mass Effect mm-hmm. on there. And it was very dramatic.
It was.
All instrumental, no sound, but our kids were playing, and, like, they were playing really nicely, and then the music would get all, like, nice, and something would happen, and then the music would start, like,
it
was great.
It was great.
It was great.
And now I want to listen to it, like, just fully one day, just by myself, and see if it's as good as it was, because I feel like it yeah. was amazing.
Yeah, we were also, like, stoned off our asses.
We're going to find this, and we're going to post it, or play a little bit.
Yeah.
You guys gotta hear it.
That's true. Yeah. I tried to replicate it with, like, before we knew it was the Halo theme song, that it was like, is it like Tavern?
Oh, it kept Lo-fi getting worse. It kept getting worse. We yeah. couldn't figure it out. It
just didn't work.
And then my husband, who was in the background listening the whole time, was like, oh.
Oh, good. My nose is starting to, like, get all clogged up, so in case I start sounding a little nasally.
Yep, poor Nicole. We have lots of animals here, and Nicole's allergic to everything.
Slipped myself a little hydroxyzine before, too, so.
Yep.
Just like a zombie with a stuffed up nose.
Let's see what happens. Mm. What's the weirdest porn you've ever clicked on? Did you watch the whole thing or just enough?
I can't say that there was one that was super weird that I clicked on, but maybe something that I had stumbled upon, like mm-hmm. on somebody else's device. Or something, and yeah. it normally would have just been like one of those weird ads mm-hmm. that like pop up, not necessarily the thing that the person was watching.
So yeah,
the weird ads. Ad, like
yep. And then it's
like
ooh,
weird, like anime
I'm only 10
porn.
Miles away. Oh, yeah. It's always a lot of anime,
a lot
porn.
Of anime porn. It was yeah. it was stuff like that. Again, no judgment, but
no, I'm into the anime porn.
Okay,
so it's
okay.
fine.
Okay, right,
continue.
That's all I can think of. Something like that.
I can't think of anything because I don't go into rabbit holes.
Yeah.
I guess I'm not a rabbit hole porn clicker. But
bookmark
I guess.
Mark gal.
Yeah, I'm not. Yeah. I know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
I know what's going to happen. The only thing I can think of is like back in the day when like two girls, one cup came out. You know, that.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, because that was like when that
it's a good
came
answer.
Out. Now that's so normal in porn. Like, there's so much porn like that. But for you the internet people like us.
Yeah.
With that type of stuff, when that came out, that was, like, a big deal.
Yeah, I feel like that kind of shit you could find on, like, Rotten.com.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now it's everywhere. Thank you, two girls. One cup.
Two girls.
For being the first.
One cup. That's fair.
Yeah, that's fair.
That's fair.
I like it. You'd be a good lawyer. You'd just say, that's fair.
That's fair.
Right.
Straight up.
Straight up.
What's the most considerate present you've ever received, and how did you react when you received it?
Considerate present.
That's a hard one.
That is, because I think it's different than just like a really good gift. Considerate is like maybe something you really needed at the time, or someone was really something was really thoughtful about it.
Yeah, it's kind of a broad question.
Yeah, it's just kind of where I feel about it.
Yeah.
I don't know, for some reason, and it doesn't really make sense, but it does make sense, is my grandma, like, even when I moved out and, like, was older, like, every single year, didn't matter when I left or anything, she always would get me an Easter basket. And would always, like, just little things that, like, you normally get, like, a little kid, like we do for our little kids.
Yeah.
Just, like, little things you don't think about. But, yeah. like, you think always at a time, maybe, like, when they're preteens, when you stop. My grandma never stopped.
Yeah.
So, like, even when I was, like, 21, she made, like, an Easter basket. And it was always, like, something I always could look forward to and loved. And I was like, oh, I love you so much. Oh, Easter
and basket.
That's just considerate. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe it's considerate. She always put, like, yeah, I don't know, just, like, little things. I always, yeah. like, every single October, when I moved out, I always carved my pumpkins at my grandma's house. We always did those little things, that no matter how old I was.
Yeah. Yeah.
How about you?
I agree with the fact that you said, like, it all depends on the situation and on the person. And, like I've gotten really considerate gifts, like, after I've been sick or, like, while I'm sick or, like, while I had surgery that people have sent. Because, like, oh, this would matter to you right now in the moment. Like, those are great, too. So I'm just going to, like, lump it into maybe, like, my favorite gift that was, like, very thoughtful. And it was the lampshade that my aunt made me with all of our family's old, like, photograph slides.
Is that your family slides on that one?
Those are my family. That's my grandparents.
I did not know that.
My mom and my aunt as little kids. Yep, that's all my family.
I love that lamp. So just so you know, Nicole has this beautiful lamp she's had for so long. I feel like it's been with you for a while.
It's been at least 10 years, 10 to 15 years, yeah. Maybe.
You've always had, like, this is so beautiful.
Yeah.
But it's like, it's like little pictures around, like, on a lampshade. And I always thought that was just, like, maybe a really cool lamp you found someplace, because it was so cool. Like, I would totally buy that at, like, a thrift store.
Yeah.
Or, like, at an art place.
It's my family.
That's really cool. It makes it better.
It does. Mm-hmm. It does. It's just, like, I would, like, oh, my God, if something happened to it, I'd be like, oh, my God.
I know. Now that I know that and that you can make that, I totally want to make one. They're so cool.
Yeah, it was super cool.
They're so cool.
Yep.
Who was the last person besides your partner or your kids whose junk you've seen? Does porn count? Let's say with before porn. Like an actual person that you saw.
Actual person. Besides who? Besides
Your partner. Husband, your current husband, or your kids?
And my kids. I don't know. I caught, like, half of your boob today when I walked in the bathroom.
Yeah, my boobs, everyone is.
Everyone's seen.
No one wants to see him.
You know, what comes to mind?
What?
Again, this does not count. Mm-hmm. But it just goes to think about how often we talk about Billy Madison. Because I think about when they're doing the decathlon. Mm-hmm. And he's like second place Harvard track or whatever. Mm-hmm. And he's like, oh, and he pushes him over and he falls and is like... Yeah, the kids are like,
weird.
That guy's ball sack? It was real funny looking. Something like that. Makes me think of that. Mm-hmm. I honestly can't remember. I don't think...
Oh my God, has it been? Let me think. I have to think for myself, too. Like, junk.
But, like, maybe... Yeah, I'm trying to think of it just, like, random beach goer or something like that. That, like, they came out of the water and the pants were down.
It's too bad. Now I'm really upset. Because what type of life is this? You guys know I like when I see someone hang dong in movies.
We do know this.
And so you should have more. Because I'm very feminist in me, I get very excited about it.
You should have more.
I think women titties have been on TV forever.
Yeah.
So, pro hanging dong. But I don't see it in life, real life. I'm pro hanging dong. As long as you're not being pervy about it.
Be pervy about it, yeah.
You can hang dong as long as you're not pervy about it.
Don't be pervy.
I don't want to see your dongs. But if accident dong, I love an accident dong.
Love an accident dong.
Right?
Yeah, I can't think. I think that's that's my best answer. Do you think I have a more dominant or more submissive personality? Do you have any examples?
Ooh. I think you were so back and forth.
Yeah.
It depends on the person. Like, you have a very dominant personality, but you're also very submissive with certain people. It depends on the person.
And situations, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Depends on where you are in your life and stuff. So
how many drinks I've had.
Yeah. Both?
Yeah.
I don't know how... You can be... If you know someone that's 50-50, it's you.
Yeah.
You're very... It can be both.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
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 Agreed. What about me? Thanks. What do you think with me?
I think you teeter more on dominant than submissive.
Okay. Yeah.
But you also, like, know when you have to be submissive or have to be, you know what I mean? Like, you're socially aware of that for yourself.
You have to be, because if you are a very dominant personality or you're also, like, an extrovert, I have learned, because so many of my friends are introverts, which is crazy being such an extrovert. But at the same time, it's like I've learned, because I don't want to make someone uncomfortable, like when people need space or something like that. Like, you can, if you are like me, like more dominant person, you kind of have to learn how to read stuff.
Yeah.
Unless you want people uncomfortable, fuck them. That's my answer.
Yeah.
But I don't want people uncomfortable.
I think that's what differs you from just being fully 100% dominant, because you do care, essentially. So,
I'll take that answer. If I couldn't reach an itch, would you do me a solid and scratch it?
Duh.
dumb. Pick another one.
I told you, though, about... I don't know if I told anyone, but I've told you. But I would tell you how Mark scratches an itch.
This like, if you say, like...
This is going to ruin your everyone's life. This okay. is what my husband does, and it okay. might be the thing I hate about him most. Like, the number one
okay.
thing. So let's say you have a really bad itch in your back, right? Yeah. Or something. And most people, you're like, can you scratch it? Or, like, help me?
Yeah.
And someone helps you.
Yeah.
Mark does this on it.
Oh, no.
Which I just did is he takes his hand and he lightly almost tickles.
Yeah.
For a while. Just and like, you can't do anything about it. And it's a nightmare.
Is he doing it to be a dick?
Or yes. Just,
okay.
And he thinks it's funny and that's a fucking psychopath.
That is a psychopath.
Thank you. He the number one psychopath. Thing I hate about him. Right here.
I'm going to ask him about it.
Oh, yeah. He's a
you know what I should do when he comes home tonight?
Yes.
I should be like, Mark,
I got an itch,
like, right under my shoulder blade. Can you please get it? Nobody else has to be around, because then it would be obvious. And, you know, mm-hmm. It's just, like, us in the kitchen.
You might think you're coming up to
him. We do call him husband number two.
He is husband number two.
Yeah.
That's so funny. Now, I want you to be alone with him. Be alone with my husband, and I want you to make him scratch and see if he tickles you.
What's the longest period of time you could share a hotel room with me before never wanting to see me again?
Ooh, okay.
That's a good question.
That is. Like, I like my space, but I've never felt like, ooh. We've lived together for, like, a month here, just during COVID. That's why.
Yeah.
And I did not feel anything like that towards you.
Yeah. But, like, think hotel room.
That's even
closed
better.
Closed quarters.
Kids or no kids. That's going to change. That's
Let's just say no kids.
For close the it's just us.
Person, yeah.
Person. They're not existing at this time. Yeah. Okay. Because that would change the game.
Maybe you never want to see me again.
Not that I would be like, you need to go away for a little bit and then we'll come back and it's not your fault.
It's not your fault.
I love them together. Mm-hmm. Okay. We'd end up getting into something maybe, but I don't know if we would. What about me? Tell me me and then maybe I'll agree with you.
I don't know. I honestly think if it would be, it would be have to be something related to like the podcast. Like if we had to keep podcasting together.
Okay. Yeah.
In the same hotel room for an indefinite period of time. Like, I feel like that has been the only real thing that you and I have got, like...
Yeah, had differences.
Butt heads over. And I wouldn't even say butting heads, but, like, head differences.
But at the same time, I think we would be better together because usually it's misunderstood stuff.
It's true.
See, we'd be better. We'd be better together than we're not together. Perfect. God, we're perfect.
We're so fucking perfect.
That just happened again. Human just award. To prove... Best work. Friendship that's ever been right here.
Not applicable card.
I feel like it would take us 2 seconds to do things. And like if I was like, oh, I don't like that, then I'd be like, oh, okay. Well, like it would be so much easier and so much misunderstood. You always read someone different.
Yeah.
And then I always have to go in my head like, oh, they wouldn't mean it like that.
Yeah.
But Nicole for sure, she always sounds like a bitch.
I do.
But the same, then I go in my head, I'm like, oh, that's just her voice.
That's just my voice.
It's her face. Through it's a phone.
Face. I agree.
I'll say... It won't happen because not only that, we give each other space we need to. Like, we could be in a room and be together and talk and you'd be completely fine. Or, like, do what we need to do and respect it.
Yeah. Yeah, be like, you go sit in that corner.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to sit in this
and just
corner.
Do it.
I'm going to go in the bathroom.
Yeah. See, perfect. I just made it better.
Yeah.
Right. What's the hold music for your brain?
It's probably the whole, like, actual hold music that I've heard. Like, do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Like I can't do an impression of it, but like you would know it if you heard it. Do you know the one?
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah.
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 I go through spurts and it's usually like if a song that I can't get out of my head over and over again. For some reason I think that's like my music when I'm sitting there. I think whole music of my brain.
Yeah.
And right now, just because our daughters are together and they both love the song ABCDFU by Gayle.
Yeah.
Which is a great song. I love that song.
Yep.
But it's been played, like, over and over and over again.
Yeah.
Because our girls love it so much.
Yeah.
Which means it's in my head
mm-hmm.
over and over. So it's my whole music at this time.
Okay. Do you think you're better suited to open relationships or monogamy? Have you tried each?
Ooh. Well, I only try monogamy. I've never ever thought until later in life because I when you age and you just have different types of relationships and kind of know yourself better and other people.
Yeah.
I like the idea
of polygamy, like the idea of culture and stuff together. I love families that are even just friends that raise friends together, because I kind of think of it that way. Mm-hmm. There would be obviously a sexual aspect, like it always is, but for some reason it's like that's such a big aspect in it.
Yeah.
Too.
Yeah.
So I have nothing wrong with either.
Yeah.
Me, I'm in a monogamous relationship with my husband, so then mm-hmm. that's fully monogamous unless one person, but it just like I have nothing wrong with either or.
Yeah.
So live your best life.
Live it.
Live
no judgment.
Yeah.
No judgment.
Yep. Ooh, what snack do you turn to in times of emotional turmoil?
Oh, boy. I mean, chocolate. Mm-hmm. Mostly chocolate.
Gross.
Chocolate, lots of chocolate.
So there's one that I can't agree with you, and I really much judge.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I guess food in general. I'm an emotional eater, so like any food. Mm-hmm. Even like my favorite foods, like potatoes. Just eat potatoes for a week.
Yep.
Yeah.
My emotional food's Takis.
Takis.
Oh, they're my favorite thing in the world.
Yeah.
I love them so much.
I'm not a Takis gal.
Oh my gosh.
A Hot Cheetos gal. But they've been fucking my stomach up lately, and I think I've eaten my last bag, unfortunately.
Did you do with me what I do with the chili oil?
Yeah.
Pretty much. So just chili oil. I've got myself sick off chili oil, like to a point where my body is looking like weird all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Nothing deadly, but you just could, yeah.
That red number 40 is going to cause me stomach lining cancer.
Yeah. But it's worth it, right?
It's totally worth it.
She's the Nancy, the negative Nancy of our podcast.
It's true. If you were to kill me, how would you do it?
Ooh. I have ways to kill my husband. I've planned it. Okay. Yours, I haven't started planning.
Not yet.
I don't plan it because I'm going to do it. But I... Like, if I would do it.
Okay.
So let me think if I would do it.
Okay.
I feel like since I have no problems with you, if I was going to murder you, it would probably be to just put you out of your misery. Mm. I feel like that's the only way I would murder you, right?
Just fucking cap me.
Yeah. I feel like I would do it as, like, I was, like, just putting someone down quick.
Yeah.
Because I feel like that's the only way it would happen.
Thanks.
To the head.
Yeah. Thanks.
What about me? How would you take me down?
I'd probably drown you.
Awesome. Worst, you would,
lake.
You would put me down like that. I'm claustrophobic and terrified of water. She's just gonna fucking
push you in the lake.
Hold my head, just like, just my head down like this.
Slip into the dark abyss.
We're for old ladies. Yeah. We're like living here together because we're old. That's how I'm gonna go. She's gonna see mad at me.
You see two elderly women in the lake. Struggling for some reason.
That's
what's happening.
All right.
I've seen into the future.
I feel it.
Like on Big Fish, when the witch opens her eye patch, mm-hmm. and like they say you can see your own death, mm-hmm. like in her eye.
Yeah.
That's like, that would be just like zoom into the eye and it's us like struggling. like, oh God, that's such a good movie. Helena Bonham Carter is just...
She's amazing.
She's amazing.
She's one of my crushes, for sure. I don't know. I think she's aged beautifully.
She's incredible.
She's just so pretty.
Yep. She was in Big Fish, so if anybody's not seen Big Fish, you should totally see it. It's fantastic. And they filmed a huge part of the movie, like, 30 minutes from my house. And I've gone to, like, the filming locations. I probably talked about it on the podcast.
And she brought me to this place, too, when I visited. And it was the cutest little town I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
And it's in Alabama. Mm-hmm. And it makes no sense. It's like
Millbrook.
So beautiful. I would love to live there.
Yep. Tim Burton paid the landowners of this little peninsula island, paid them money to keep the building sets up. Mm-hmm. And so they're still there to this day. They're not being taken care of, so mm-hmm. they're a little decrepit, but they're there. And goats have overrun the entire place.
Love it. Well, little goat houses.
Love it. They are goat houses.
Yeah.
So yeah, go see that movie.
Just in case everyone knows what just happened, our gambling people just came back from
Bango.
So we have people up from Minnesota learning some awesome small town bingo, which small towns have the best bingo.
Tiny town bingo.
I love it. It's the best.
Yeah.
And we got some winners.
Yeah, and we're not used to being live in this capacity, so we didn't like cut in a like a we'll be right back type of way.
So. Nor will we ever, I feel like, be that way. I mean, Nicole might bring that in at some point.
If you would like to be sponsored by the Screwball Whiskey. Have to learn.
No. This is what I'm going to say to Screwball right now. If they want us to sponsor them, because we love them so much, they should want their number one fans, no matter who they are, do it how
this
they
This is where the camera goes, beep, and cuts to us being like, Screwball Whiskey.
Yes, see?
It's brought to you by Screwball Whiskey.
Done. Done, see? And it's, I like that better.
Okay.
All right.
That's fair.
You just saw what happens, how we do our podcast right here.
Yeah.
This is all our decisions. Just like this. Done.
Perfect. It's true.
You saw behind the scenes.
It's true. Behind the scenes.
Yep.
And we're also
We got winners. Yep. And we got winners. We got gambling winners. So if you hear people in the background, that's them.
Oh.
If they come in, they might.
Those winners.
Those winners out there. Oh, we usually don't call them winners. Is that
those winners? I was like, what winners? Did we do another giveaway that I don't know about? We got some winners in the house. $20-something of bingo.
Okay. Small town bingo, you win. It doesn't matter what amount.
Yeah.
You won that day.
Yeah.
Such a bitch. So have your back, guys.
Winners is a relative term. All right. What's a problem that you let go on for too long before you addressed it?
I don't hold on to things. Unless you're really, it's like I hold on, how do I describe this? I only hold on to things that are not important.
I would probably have to say the baby talk between my sister and her fiancé. I put up with it for way too long. And then I was like, you guys need to shut the fuck up.
So, I disagree.
Oh, my little baby wants a little cracker. Two little baby.
So, yes, we have Nicole's sister and her sister, future sister-in-law in here. And
let's bring them out. Jerry Springer.
But they talk baby talk to each other, and it pisses off Nicole. And I love baby talk because I love that type of relationship. And it's usually only at the beginning of the relationship, so I hope there's less forever. Because yours, guys, is going to be the only one. But no, I'm joking. But it's like one of these things where, like, that's always, I just love that. I love really cheesy love with my partners.
Yeah.
Which you probably have hated in the past with me. Maybe that's something you hate.
You've cheesy held love?
My cheesy love that you've seen me cheesy love.
Maybe.
You probably get annoyed, like, ugh.
Yeah, I'm not into cheesy love, I guess.
She's not. That's not your lovey language.
That's not my lovey language. Not my little baby
sweet like,
baby.
You look so beautiful. And I love it. I'm like, I am. So good for those
it
two.
It feels similar to me as the, like, the thing we just discussed 40 minutes ago where you're like, the kinks of people, like, mm-hmm. being like, pretend I'm a baby.
Oh, and sure.
Pretend
I'm is my kink this whole time? I'm like, these fucking perverts. Yeah. And then I'm like, oh, I'd like to be a baby and cuddles.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's it.
Got it.
I think that's where my brain goes.
You usually hate the things on other people that you hate about yourself, so you got it there. I see. Yeah. I see your mind goes.
That's where my mind goes.
I love it. Pay me a sincere and specific compliment. And this is good. I wish I could. I'm one of those people, so I don't know how you are. Actually, you like compliments. That's a difference between love language. I like that. But if someone gives me, like, a real deep compliment.
You're like, ah.
I'm like, ah.
Yeah, we've talked about that.
Yeah.
Talk about that.
You like it. But I'm saying, like, what? So like, give me a sincere.
I have to give you a sincere compliment?
And specific. Specific. And it better be so nice. So nice. I know, it's hard. It's hard.
I'm just kidding. I would have to say that I love watching you enjoy being able to do, like, commit to your love language of, like, taking care of people and, like, mm-hmm. like how good of a hostess you are, like, us hosting us this mm-hmm. weekend. Like, you like to make sure things are, like, right for people and yeah. the specific person, and you're thinking about the meals that these people want for this week. Like, you're very good at that, and I know you enjoy it, and I love watching you get to do that.
Ooh, that's very nice. Very sweet.
I'm surprised you didn't go.
It was hard. I actually was feeling it. You see, I'm like, I'm not going to do it. And I did it. See?
Thank you. Thank you. Took all your energy.
You didn't. Crack after that. Have I gotten sexier since you've known me?
It's my card.
But I need to know this.
Have I gotten sexier since you've known me?
You've gotten sexier in some... You've lost some things, gotten sexier in some things. Does that make sense?
What have I lost?
You've grown? What have you lost? Hold on. I have something specific in the top of my head and it totally left. Obviously, baked. Like, you've lost your little sweet, childy ways because you're more... It's going way worse. It wasn't bad until I tried to explain.
You're not a baby anymore.
It is. It's my cake. It's my cake. I didn't know until now. You lost your childish ways. And I don't like it.
Glad we've come to this realization tonight.
Me too.
You've lost something. Oh, it's at the tip of my tongue. Oh, God. Good to know.
And then you become more beautiful in, like, your womanhood.
Which is not your thing.
It's not my thing. Maybe someone else's thing.
Oh, okay.
So, it's what it is.
Okay. I really don't know where to go from there. Okay, let me just pull a fucking card. Right. Now it's your turn.
Oh, that's yours.
Now you go.
Because I asked you about the sexiness.
You took my card, right, so I took your card.
All right. What is something you like about me that other people just don't appreciate? Why are these making me? You compliment me.
Honestly,
the ones are compliments.
You know what I'm going to have to do is I'm going to have to just call out all the people that have maybe left a bad review of something about just saying that, like, they can't handle you or, like, mm-hmm. your voice or, like,
yeah,
just, you know. But I'm like, that's why I love her.
Oh, thank you.
Like, I get that she's not mm-hmm. everybody's cup of tea. You're not everybody's cup
See,
of tea.
This is going, like, doesn't it? It's like, oh, I try to compliment each other. Like, it's a compliment. You're just not everyone's cup of tea. But you're fine.
You're like the funny, sexy waitress at the strip club.
People would come in and, like, that's who she is, and I'm in an Amish dress. Funny, sexy with an Amish dress on at the yes. strip club.
Yes. Yeah. But, like... Not many people are like you. Like, there's so many people that are like other people, and there's not a whole lot of... I mean, there is uniqueness, but not to the degree of, like, you. Like, we had this podcast for a reason. Like,
and I feel the weirdos. Same about you.
Yeah.
Okay. Exactly.
That's I feel fair.
It. I'll take it. Again, we're such good friends. We're such good people.
Like and subscribe now. Yeah, but also on the topic, you should like and you should subscribe because we are new to YouTube. I'm not sure how often we'll be doing this, but we are trying to make sure we get all of our episodes on YouTube for that crowd because, let's be honest, mm-hmm. I have recently learned that there are some people that like prefer to get their podcasts from YouTube, which is weird. But
I thought it was weird until I agreed because I do... watch a lot of podcasts on YouTube that normally I'd probably like, oh, I really like watching this. I can't imagine.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So, who knows?
We'll see. But either way, like...
It takes a lot to look this good, though.
It does.
And I don't
know. It was like a whole 8 minutes of prep.
It's a lot of work. That was 3 costume changes.
It was.
And we'll see. We'll probably put our voices on YouTube.
Yeah, just like we have been.
And then try to also make mm-hmm. it as pretty as we can.
Yes.
Or maybe we'll just love this so much, and then we'll move in together in a little trailer, and this was
what we do for what our life is.
Just sit in front of this camera. That I keep looking at, pretending I'm staring at someone.
Husbands would hate that. Sorry.
I don't think my husband would. I think my husband is very into this type of stuff.
So true. Really, we've moved in together as in a trailer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool.
Yep, let's do it. We're doing that. Right before you drown me?
Before I drown you.
That's going to be it.
But I am going to take out a life insurance policy on you as my business partner, okay, which is allowed.
Yes, you are.
Yes.
Can you just do it for random people? I think you can.
You can.
But then, obviously, like, that person dies. Like, you just took out... Like, could I just be, like, my neighbor over there, like, my neighbor John? I could just go and get, like, a life insurance policy for him. I wonder, like, how much information you need.
Actually, you may not be able to. I think there may be something in terms of, like, insurable interest,
mm-hmm,
such as, like, a business partner or something like that.
You think being an ex-insurance agent...
I was. It was a long time ago.
No, I was too. We both had the same insurance license.
We both had.
Yeah. For so many, like, total separate reasons, but the same license.
Yeah. I took the classes and I passed the test, but don't remember.
Did you pass it the first time?
I did.
Depending on the one, but the second one, it's the second time.
Cool. Yeah. Well.
I know insurance.
Anyway, so like cool. And subscribe now. It does help, though, because, like, I read that if we can get, like, at least 1,000 mm-hmm subscribers on YouTube, that we may start being able to, like, monetize, like, off ads, which would be cool.
Which so, we
like,
give free
all
ads,
you have right? to do is just hit the button.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah. So, you can send a message back in time to your teenage self about sex. What advice will you impart?
Ooh. Think being more, I make her be like more open with like, have more fun.
Have more fun.
Have Loosen more up. Fun. Loosen up. Loosen or else, up. I feel like especially women, you're also like that time we're so tight and you don't know what you're doing. Two women. Which one I'm obviously.
Okay.
With the king.
Okay.
I just keep going back to it.
I'll tell you why. All right.
I know, I was going with that.
Loosen up. You're too tight.
It's all Danielle. How about you?
That's fair. I don't know if I would have any. Just do what you gotta do.
I hope that, like, we can never go back in time to where, like, they're going to be so disappointed.
Yeah.
Like, we came back. We got to tell you something. What? Just loosen up. Get you tight.
Do what you got to do.
Back.
That's it. See you later.
We'd be like, no.
Good luck.
You guys, you got this.
That'd be depressing. That'd be depressing.
I'd love it. I'd be like, all right, let's. If someone were interested in dating me, what story would you tell them to see if they could handle me? Oh, that's fun.
I mean, I don't think you need a story. I think you just need to tell them what you currently do for a living.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I run an animal sanctuary and I do drag shows, mm-hmm, and I have a crazy child, and I have
like a million things.
I have a million animals and things going on, and mm-hmm, I handle it all. And, you know.
Like, good luck.
Good luck.
Oh.
It's a lot.
That's depressing.
It's not depressing.
Future Danielle.
Wait, what was the question?
Okay, now I'm going to say it, and then you're going to say back what you said. Ready?
Okay.
If someone were interested in dating me, what story would you tell them to see if they could handle me?
Yeah, okay. I stand by my comment. Okay. I stand by it. I'd be like, do you think you can handle a woman, mm-hmm, that does drag shows and, mm-hmm, and runs her, and it's just like runs her own shit, just a badass bitch?
Yeah, we'll see. I don't know. I'm trying to think of you. What would I tell someone, like, if they could handle you? You're so... Again, this is going to sound dirty. It's not dirty. You're so easygoing. I think that, like, anyone could handle you. Like, you'd have no, like, insane thing that all of a sudden comes up. Unless there's something I have not gotten in the last...
No surprises.
No surprises.
But you see, it's what you get.
Like, you're super easygoing. I feel like you're easy to read.
Yeah.
Type of deal. So, yep.
That's probably why I've had a lot of, like, guy friends. Like, aside from you, like, central girls, like, I've had a lot of guy friends. Like, I lived with a lot of guys. Like,
it's the easygoingness.
Yeah, maybe.
You got it.
You got it.
Cool.
Cool, cool. All right. Cool. What was that from? Remember? Cool. Cool, cool. All right. This is like old school internet.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, my God. If anyone's listening.
Comment here.
Comment. What is that? Please.
Cool, cool, cool.
Oh, my gosh. Right. I had it in my head randomly.
I don't know.
What is your happiest memory from when you were a single-digit age child?
From 9 and below? Mm-hmm. Happiest memory? But it's probably just, like, my first memory, which was, like, I was probably, like, 3 or 4, and I had walked out into the living room of our, wherever we were living, and my parents had blown up a ton of balloons. I think it was for me and my brother, because we both celebrate birthdays in February. Mm-hmm. And they just covered, like, you couldn't see the ceiling. Like, it was everywhere. And all the strings were hanging down on my face. And it was, like, it felt like a maze. Because you're so tiny and, like, it was everything.
Oh, my God, sounds amazing.
Yeah, it was amazing.
I want someone to do that for me now.
Yeah.
They have to be really big balloons to make that same exact, like, oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah, it was pretty sweet.
It's so huge. Yeah. I like it. I like it. All I kept thinking is my Barbie dream house. I remember the day, which I've shared, my Barbie dream house.
Yep.
It's one of my happiest memories.
Yep.
Oh, my gosh.
Yep, good stuff.
Good stuff?
Good stuff.
She's been here long again. Good stuff.
Good stuff. What's his name from Boston? What are we talking about? Where's Wheezy?
Wheeza. Wheeza. Where is Wheeza?
Wheeza.
Everyone took the animals away from us.
They did. They came home and stole them.
If we were flying somewhere together, who would volunteer to sit in the middle seat?
You.
Yep.
I wouldn't.
No, you wouldn't.
I'd be like, I got these wide-ass hips.
Yep.
And I can't be touching on anybody else that I don't know.
It's the worst because I am the same.
Yeah.
I am the same. But my husband and I, we went back and forth each trip.
Yeah.
We're kinda shared it. Shared it. Because, oh, I hate the middle seat. I hate it so much.
It's the worst.
And I hate sitting with someone I don't know.
Yeah.
It's so awkward. Are you a talker in a plane?
No.
Like, so you're not like, oh, someone's next to me? Do you really think I'm a talker?
No. I'm like, headphones on.
Like, ignoring you. Do you even look at the person in the eye?
We don't exist.
Do you pretend they're another human being next to you?
Robot.
Isn't that weird? Because I do too. Like, is that normal?
I don't know.
Because I'm telling you, I remember, like, my first plane trip when I was young, and I was, like, 14, and I was sat next to, like, a really old man.
Yeah.
Right? And him and I, the whole way, had the best conversation. I still think about this old, little old man.
Yeah.
And he was talking about life, and we're just going, and I was, like, a little goth kid then.
Yeah.
Like, it was, like, the little dark mascara, black-haired goth kid, and, like, him and I got along so well. And then I always thought, like, that was how airplanes were.
God.
It's not.
The worst person. It's not. Spoiler alert.
No.
Don't sit next to her.
No. Sit next to cute little old men. Or if you do not want to talk, do not sit next to them.
Yeah. Or sit next to you, apparently. Mm-hmm. If you could have any body part of mine for aesthetic, not medical reasons, what would it be?
Ooh.
Now I need to also know what, like, if it was for medical reasons.
Medical. We really need that calf bone.
And medical.
That doesn't feel great.
Yeah. She's got some fresh-ass lungs.
She does.
Yeah. Give me them lungs.
Black market it.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Right.
I honestly, if I could take whatever from you, I would take your eyes. I would put your eyes on mine, like, face up. I would grab her eyeballs out and smack them in my face. Wow. Yes.
Oh, God, I love that movie.
Oh, that's the best movie ever. They keep talking about, like, a second one coming. I don't even
know. No, don't touch it.
Like, what? What? But don't, I do want to see it. I want to see my man in that, doing it again.
Yeah.
He did so good, like, playing a younger version of himself. And if you don't know who we're talking about,
We're talking about Nicolas Cage.
Yes, my brain is just... Sorry.
I got Nicolas you, girl.
Cage. I know. You got me. Nicolas Cage, and I want to see him edit. No, keep it.
That's usually what we do if we need to stop and edit.
So if you know, like, what's happening, like, if you this makes it, like, anytime we have to stop and edit, it's usually just a little, edit. It's a lot of that.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yep. But I would love to see him, like, he played such a good version of playing him younger self.
Yeah, he did.
Before.
Yeah.
He's just crazy, he's the best.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
I don't even know what to
Did you see the movie that he came out with just recently? God, what the fuck was it called? It's where he shows up in, like, everybody's dreams.
What?
He's, like, a professor.
Okay.
And, like, for some reason, like, people just start dreaming about him. Mm-hmm. People he's never met, his students, like, all of a sudden, like, everybody's like, you are in my dream. Like, you're never doing anything useful. I'll have to show you the trailer. It looks mm-hmm. so good.
Oh, it hasn't come out yet, or has it?
It has. In fact, my husband and I started watching it before we came here, but we couldn't finish it. But it's Nicolas Cage. Mm-hmm. And, like...
Anything with him is amazing.
I'm going to show you.
Okay.
Yeah.
If people, like, watch his movies and think, like, oh, this movie's shitty, I'm like, you can understand.
You don't understand. Don't get it.
I don't get it. And this isn't a podcast for you, so if you fucking play tennis and you also don't like Nicolas Cage.
Yeah.
And we're fine with the tall people back. They can come back.
Tall people can come back.
Come back, tall people.
I also heard that Mrs. Kevin's wife is totally mm-hmm. cool with us calling her Mrs. Kevin.
Oh, perfect.
She's so sweet.
That is Love so sweet. Her. I'm glad you guys worked out. I'm sorry for getting between your marriage. And I'm not sorry. And I'm saying this to prove again that I'm a good person, and let's move on.
Okay.
All right. What's something you've done to try to be cool? Did you impress anyone? Like, something you did to try to be cool?
The first thing that comes to mind is when I was in seventh grade, I went to the store Limited 2. And I thought I was going to be, like, super cool buying this, like, matching, like, track outfit. And it was, like the swish pants.
Now I get why you wanted to wear the jacket. I get it. The tracks.
Totally. Orange. Mm-hmm. Like, bright orange.
Ooh. All right.
Swish pants. Mm-hmm. Bright orange shirt. Bright orange jacket that matches.
I feel it.
And I was like, I'm gonna look fucking fly coming into school.
Yeah.
And everybody just called me a pumpkin. They ruined my day, and I never wore that outfit again.
Oh my gosh.
I was like, looking fresh, feeling good walking.
We have to find, like, a version of this outfit. I get it for you. And post and talk about how beautiful you look in it. I wish I had something similar happen.
Really?
So, one of the first times, first time I dyed my hair, I remember because I was so excited because it was something my mom and grandma did together, which they're not like, it was just weird.
Yeah.
And they had, like, a girls' night where they dyed my hair bright red because I was obsessed with Little Mermaid, mm-hmm. and it was when I was in, like, fourth grade, and I was like, oh my god, I look so fucking cool now. Like, my whole life, yeah. I've been wanting to be, like, the Little Mermaid.
Yeah.
And they dyed my hair, like, really bright red. And my eyebrows with it.
They were red, too.
They, like, brought red eyebrows, and I had, like, a really red face then. And just, like, but at the same time, I thought at the time, I did not even think about this, I thought, I am the coolest person ever. I have the
forehead. I'm essentially a mermaid.
And then everyone in school was not taken.
Oh, no.
I was just treated like a little red ball. Now I would just own it.
He's gotta own it. I need to see a picture. Is there pictures that exist of this?
I think I have close to that, but yeah.
I need it to be found.
Yep. Just like I need your outfit to be found.
Okay.
Yep.
That's fair.
Find the outfit. I'll find the hair.
Find the picture. Okay. All right. That one's boring.
Boo.
Boo.
Be better, game.
Also, thank you to my sister.
Thank you.
For letting us use this game. And I went into their suitcase to get it because I forgot to leave, of course. So sorry.
So you stole it. So she's trying to, like, act like she's better than me. But she actually just stole it from you. So.
It's true. It's true.
Aww. All
right.
Yeah.
Aside from the word moist, what word can't you stand the sound of?
I hate the sound moist. I hate it so much.
Moist. Well, I just say the... I don't know why the word pussy comes to my mind, but, like, just...
I've pussy never loved
in
it.
A sexual way. It just gives me like that. Ugh. I don't know if it's the word. I don't know. Yeah. I hate the way it sounds. Unless I'm saying it in, so like, you're a pussy. Like that. Do it all day.
What animal am I most like? Describe how the species and I are similar.
For some reason, you get me like a Siamese cat presence.
Oh. Okay.
Like, you know, like I feel like you have those eyes and you're kind of like, you're smooth and what? Like white, not white, like nice skin.
Okay.
Like really like pearly. You wear a lot of pearlies.
Why? Pearlies.
I not describe. Okay. Your skin's like always shiny and pearly.
Okay.
It reminds me of the white pretty cats.
Siamese cat.
Okay. And you like to just like
lay out.
Look at, oh, she is. Like, watch her hair. She's like, What about me?
Groundhog.
Yeah.
No. Honestly, I think like a lemur.
Interesting. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
What is that?
Like Zaboomafoo. You're like, I don't know. You're friendly and you're goofy and you're active and you're just buzzing around.
I need to see what they look like because I'm picturing some. Alright.
Lemur.
Let's check what a lemur looks like. I'm really excited. Oh, it is!
You're a lemur.
Yeah, I'm a lemur. I can see that.
Yeah.
I probably have the eyeliner right now, just.
Lemur.
Lemur.
Yep.
What would you never hire me to do?
I would never hire you to edit this podcast.
I've only did one episode. It wasn't bad.
Okay.
Yep. I don't know. I don't hear a difference. But that's why, and you do. So, what would I never hire you to do? I would never hire you to...
Probably cook.
You cook good.
Will you hire me to cook?
For, like, an event? No.
Yeah.
Nope.
There you go.
Yep.
Good answer. Good answer.
Thank you. It's fine. If I'm going to have permanent art deposited into my skin with needles, so like a tattoo,
yeah.
Pick a design for me. Bonus if you draw it. I'd get you a full, really, really intense tramp stamp. But, like, it would be a very intense one.
Oh.
Like, it would be beautiful. Like, not a tramp stamp's not beautiful.
Yeah.
But, like, I would make it just, like, really weirdly, like, too good of a tramp stamp design. Okay. It would be, like, flowers up and stuff because I know you'd hate it. Like, yeah. You'd be like, fuck, you made me a tramp stamp? This is my picture in my head. You made me a tramp stamp, and then you turn around, and it's, like, beautiful. Like,
gorgeous.
Yeah. Like, so it's kind of an asshole move, but then it'd make you happy at the end.
Okay, I do appreciate a good tattoo.
Yeah. See, I knew. Yeah.
Okay.
Would you give me the Tyson on my face?
No, I don't know why. For some reason, I was imagining, like, giving you, like, an Amy Brown art, like, fairy.
And I would hate it.
Amy Brown fairy.
No, I'd hate it.
I'm gonna put it on you.
This is one thing you're gonna learn about me right now. I love fairies as in, like, real ideas of them. Definitely. I hate any fairy art. Fucking hate that shit.
You still love
Amy. Of course you did.
Amy Brown. Just her.
Yeah.
You've seen her stuff?
Yes. I've seen multiple. This is like Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift and fairy art are so close to each other and, like, what they are.
Okay.
Like, in my mind.
All right.
Just not an aesthetic I like.
It's fine. Don't give me a fucking like it. Oh. I just was gonna.
I got you a tramp stamp and it was beautiful.
And I got you a fairy tattoo and it sucked, but it was beautiful.
Was not beautiful.
Beautiful.
If I had a hot parent, would you let them seduce you? Like, if I had, like, a super hot dad or mom and, like, they were alive, they were here, and, like, all of a sudden you, like, came over to my house and you're like, oh.
like American Beauty style.
Yeah. But no, because you don't actually want Kevin Spacey, though.
I did.
Did you want Kevin Spacey?
Yeah.
Really?
Before I found out he was, like,
creeper.
I get it. He has kind of a hotness to him.
Yeah, it's just creepy.
Yeah. God. Like, if that was happening to me, I'd been like, okay, Kevin Spacey.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yep. I'm very disappointed at the person he turned out to be.
Because we were both Kevin Spacey super fans.
Yeah.
We both were.
Yep.
So, I would not let your parents seduce me, Nicole.
But why is this game called Truth or Drink?
Because you can tell the truth or drink, but all these are so soft, so I feel like it wouldn't really matter. We're just drinking, though.
Tell the truth or drink.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Tell me a fact you think I don't know, and if I know it, you have to drink.
A fact you don't know? Well, I probably have something. Obviously, it's going to be gross, like a medical thing or something.
Oh, yeah, medical thing. Like, my belly button smells like grilled cheese sandwiches.
Is it true? No. Oh, I would be so happy. I thought you were saying, like, you're like,
let me smell.
Yeah. Let me smell this.
I can't wait. Pull out that belly button right now.
Right. No.
I was going to say that you would have that.
Well, I already told you my vagina smells like onions. So, like, when it's, like, fried onions.
Cool.
Did cool. you know that?
Cool, cool, cool. Well, no, there you go.
Yeah. Not when it, like, all the time.
Let's clarify. Like, talk to the people. They have questions.
It's like, I'm sweating all day.
It's going on your bio, too.
It smells like onions. Just the fried ones.
Just the fried ones.
Yeah. Fuck. Who do you think has committed the most crimes? Honestly, I think you. I feel like you've committed the most crimes.
Probably me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm the one who would get caught, though.
Yeah.
You don't get caught. You're good.
It's because I'm a Siamese cat.
It is. See, it is. I'm just like, too much.
You're like, I'm a lemur.
I'm a lemur.
My tail helps me balance a little bit.
A little bit, yeah. That's true.
Yeah, I'm a cat.
And you're just sneaky. Yep, see? We're perfect. We have found the perfect animals for each other.
That's true.
We'll do one more each. That's it.
Okay. I know the answer to all these. Yeah, you've definitely pooped yourself as an adult. Don't need to cover that one.
That one we know.
Okay. If I were a chain restaurant, which one would I be and why?
Ooh, I like this one. Mm-hmm. That's a good question. Chain restaurant. Be a chain restaurant.
Yeah.
You know what's coming to my head, and I don't know why.
What?
It's Crave. And you know why? Do you know what Crave is?
Like in Minneapolis, like Crave.
And there's multiple of them. There's like one in Fargo and stuff. It's like a chain now. Mm-hmm. And it just like has like a really dark aesthetic. It has like fun food choices. Like, it'll have, like, a good sushi, or you can get, like, a really good vegan bacon burger, or, like, a really good, like, it just has, like, a mix of things. It has a vibe to it.
Okay.
In the winter, it has, like, nice, good outdoor seating. They care about those little details.
Yeah.
You're a detailer girl.
Yeah.
So there's Crave.
Good answer.
And if you guys haven't been to Crave, it's delicious, go.
Google it.
Google it.
Cool.
Yep.
I like that answer.
Thank you.
Crave.
Wait, what is my chain restaurant?
Denny's.
I'm so quick.
And I'll tell you why.
I got it. Okay. So fast. Like, you've been waiting to be home the day she asked me.
I've been waiting.
What chain restaurant you been are.
Waiting for this question. No, Denny's is not the real answer. I'm sorry.
I fucking used to love Denny's. So
everybody did, and then
it's so good.
It sucked.
Yeah.
No. Okay, yours would be... This one's hard for you.
Okay. You don't have to answer. You say, passy pass.
I'm going to pass just because yours would be too... It's too eclectic to pin down. You know what I mean?
Okay. I get it. Get it. Get it.
Yeah. You're probably going to open the restaurant that you should be, if that makes sense.
Yeah. I actually am trying to.
Check out her GoFundMe.
Yeah. Trying to make it happen.
Uh-huh.
Ooh, that's going to make me sound egotistical if I ask that one. Oh. Should this be the last one?
Yes, let's do it.
Ooh, I got one. It's going to get dirty.
Oh, okay.
Not dirty as in sexy. It's going to cause our first fight. No, I'm kidding. Oh. If someone important to you said they'd stop seeing you unless you stopped seeing me, what would you do?
I'd say sorry.
I would totally be like, bye, Nicole, sorry.
I just met him.
And also never be with someone who makes you choose things like that either, even if they hate the person.
That's true.
It's gross.
That's true.
I'm not doing this right. Look, I thought I was going to sit here and sort. Start
cleaning up.
Sort these cards.
Make my sister do it. Here you go, Allison.
So remember, you stay with me like would probably September of 2020 for a month.
Yeah.
During that time, I have a little marble thing over there. It's like this little thing that holds marbles that looks like the solar system.
Yeah.
They lost one little marble while they were here, a little violet. And we didn't find it for years and just assumed.
Yeah.
All gone.
Yeah.
This beautiful little marble. I'm like, that's fine.
Yeah.
Doesn't need it. And then, like, years have passed. What, it's 2024. We just found it, like, a few months ago, like, on the floor behind something. And we move our furniture and sweep behind it, like, you know.
Yeah.
We spring clean and stuff like that.
Yeah.
We should have found it in years.
Yeah.
But
it just popped up.
It's just, like, the little marble, and I put it back.
Interesting.
Isn't that interesting?
It's weird.
Does it mean something?
And it was a little violet one.
It was the one that Violet lost. What's the clear little one? The end of the solar system.
I think that's probably Pluto. It's like an icy planet.
Yeah.
Maybe.
They tell me, like, the ice
Don't
is coming
me.
Back. Icy shit's coming back.
Mm-hmm.
The cold-hearted.
Maybe. We'll have to watch out.
I know.
Well, if you enjoyed this episode, like and subscribe.
Should we end it?
I mean, you know, I drank this entire large mug of Amaretto Sour, and I can feel myself slipping.
Me too. We need to end better than this and edit all this because this is terrible.
The end.
This is terrible.
This is also how it goes sometimes.
No, it's not. Don't let yourself.
You end it.
Okay, watch this.
Okay.
Hey, everyone. Thank you so much for coming here. This is when you, like, when you think you don't know what you're doing and then you just... That wins it every time. If you're ever in something you don't know what you're doing.
Finger guns.
Yeah. So it's our first time. We do this once a week. And we are very excited about doing this again on YouTube, maybe. We'll find out. You tell us. But if you want to hear us again and actually to hear stories, because what we do is just talk about everything weird from what horror to true crime to aliens to everything like that. We do this like once every 10 episodes or so. We just talk and have
just
fun.
Just off the rails. That's why it's called Off the Rails.
Yeah, just be yourselves. Mm-hmm. Come with drinks. Kind of enjoy it with us. But this is our first time recording. This is our third one of these. But if you want to listen to us do those type of stories and really interesting, weird things,
yep,
you can find it on podcasts.
Yeah. Yeah, I think we'll do this again.
Yeah.
The next one, we won't be together because she lives here in Minnesota and I live in Alabama. Mm-hmm. But we can definitely do it from, like, our respective places.
I feel like they can tell by our clothes where we live. Like, I feel like this is very Alabama attire.
Tiger King.
I don't know if anyone knows, but when you're in Alabama, they're super into, like, really good tiger prints. And then people from Minnesota, we only wear
Amish
attire.
Gowns.
But we appreciate you guys.
Yes, we do.
I'm coughing.
Can't fucking bring you anywhere.
Oh my God. We appreciate you guys, and we hope you join us again soon.
We do. Come get word with us next Sunday.
Mm-hmm. For sure. So let's do it.
Bye.
Until next time, this has been Nicole and Denny with Girls Gone Weird.
Girls Gone Weird. Girls Gone Weird!
Should we close this down and go hang out with everybody? Is that the plan?
Yeah, otherwise, what would we do?
Okay.
Just pretend. Let's just pretend we're still recording and just have one-on-one time together.